Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. I'm going to try something now. I just got off the phone with Josie, and I'm just so filled with all that God is giving us that I felt called to come right now and record this message. It's been 9.5 weeks now. By the time you hear this, that we found out that Josie has rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? I'd like to start this way. I know that there's a little girl, a little 5-year-old girl named Maury. Picture her. She's got the cutest little chubby face and blue eyes and blonde hair, and she's pedaling her bike that she's just learned how to ride, and she's giving it everything she's got, and her mom hears her saying this as she's riding her bike. They're headed to school. I'm not just a girl on a bike. I'm a girl on a bike who loves God, and I'm good to my family, and I show kindness to others. Think about that. I'm not just a girl on a bike. I'm a girl on a bike who loves God. I'm going to remember that one. Simple as that. Amen. I know a woman who was in a very dark place, a faithful, loving woman, but she was in despair. Just talking with her and seeing her, it just was not like this woman I knew. And one day this past week, God called me to go to her house. I didn't know I was going. I took her this little devotional, and she didn't know I was coming. She was in bed. She got up, she came to the door, and we sat together in her living room, and we talked, and then we prayed. She wanted to have lunch. It was maybe a week later, so just a day or so ago. And she was this totally different person. I mean, she was just much more like herself. She was vibrant and joyful. And so I'm saying, well, what's going on? What's happened? And she said, when you left, I couldn't stop thinking about what you said. And God was filling her, and she was changed. Now, do I say her situation has changed? No. But what is framing that picture that is her life is God's love. And she knew that God loved her enough to send someone to say that. When God calls you to share his love with another, don't hold back. Don't question. Just go. Just go boldly and deliver the message. I felt that very much when I first heard about Josie's diagnosis and what they were finding. I couldn't get there quick enough to let Josie and Murphy know that God was sending me and that they were not alone. It was so powerful inside me. And Josie and Murphy, I'm sure, would tell you, it came across loud and clear why I was there and who had sent me. And at one point, Dave said, maybe you could turn the volume down just a hair. You're a little. And I said, I don't think this has a volume as far as I know. I don't think God's giving me a volume I can control. Amen. Your situation may not change, but you can be lifted within the situation that you're in. Amen. 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 I know that recently, for a month, Josie has rented, well, however you say it, Porsche convertible, and it is just fun. It's fun for the whole family. And when I see a picture of this car, oh, it's a beautiful car, parked, and where it's parked was in this cancer center parking garage, I again know that Josie has chosen joy. That within her situation, that God is lifting her and that she is choosing joy in some very unusual, fun ways every single day. I know that I have a friend, a very, very dear friend, a lifelong friend, who found herself in a desperate situation recently due to some flooding with the the recent hurricane and storms, and they needed to go and get out. They were without food, they were without water and resources, and she needed medicine. And we had been texting, but it was not this dire at that point. But that morning, I knew to call her. Something God telling me to call her. And here she had thrown up, she had passed out, she was running low on her medicines, and we started praying. We started praying, and her, what would normally be a two-hour trip to get to the location she was going, became a six-hour marathon, but God was with her, and she knew that, and people were praying, and she was lifted. Amen. I know that when I send these messages out, it sometimes is just very strong that I should send it to someone that I hadn't in the past. I did that again this time, and it hit this person that I sent it to at exactly the moment that it was supposed to, exactly the moment when something was going on in their life that was a bit of a turning point, and they came to their car, and they turned on this message, and this is what filled their car. And they said it, the timing was simply beautiful. Amen. And as I ask myself, always, what do I know? I know that I'm not just a girl on a bike, but I know that I'm a girl on a bike who loves God. Amen. I have a few scriptures for this week. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears, and that's Psalm 34:4. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Psalm 89:8. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89:15. And I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Let's pray right now together. Let's pray. Lord, we just pray that our hearts would be filled in this moment, that out would go fear and despair and confusion and disorder and anxiety, that all of those would be just breathed out. Breathe it out for us, Lord, and in would come your love, your peace, your grace, and your mercy this day. For all of those who need you, I feel like there's a burning secret inside me, and I cannot shout it enough to the rooftops that the help that they need is you and the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray this day. Amen. Amen. Amen.